What I want to know is, what started all of this?
The Cholo. They delivered it to us.
Cholo? No one said anything about the Cholo.
All right. What does it mean?
It means they don't care. They're not afraid to die. Any of them. They want to rip us apart, no matter what it costs. It means to the death.
This is a preview of Now Playing's bonus review of Assault on Precinct 13.
Even though we're here, I want to do it right.
How could you possibly do it wrong?
Our spring 2018 donation drive is currently underway, and Arnie, Stuart, and Jacob are reviewing both versions of Assault on Precinct 13, as well as all four Purge films. You can hear these reviews by donating to Now Playing. It's your support that keeps Now Playing operating and putting out new shows without missing a single episode in over 7 years.
You want to be a hero your first night out, Lieutenant?
Yes, sir.
That's over 400 weeks with a new free show every single Tuesday. Find out details how to hear this full episode at nowplayingpodcast.com/donate. Donors of $10 or more will get this week's Assault on Precinct 13 podcast. Here's a preview of that show.
You think I'm scared? That's what it is, right? You think I'm scared?
This podcast preview contains harsh language and plot spoilers.
Try anything. Anything. I've got two guards with shotguns and I'll blow you apart.
Listener discretion is advised.
Nobody gonna wish me luck.
Good luck.
Look at that. Two cops wishing me luck. I'm doomed.
The thing to focus here is for all of their extra explaining, this is just as absurd. And more importantly, none of the characters are as interesting or as instantly fun as they were in the Carpenter film. That chemistry of these disparate people all trapped inside with impossible circumstances coming in is not replicated here at all. Lawrence Fishburne might be an okay actor. Ethan Hawke, I think, is usually a good actor, but I don't get any real chemistry with them when they first meet or throughout the movie.
I get chemistry from the cast, but you're right. Maybe not between the two leads. But I do think that Hawk has chemistry with Bello and with Iris and with O'Shea. And when it comes to the criminals, there is plenty of screen-grabbing performance by one of my favorite character actors.
Leguizamo, right?
John Leguizamo.
He really is one of your favorites. I'm beginning to really not like him.
I don't know why I like him so much the more I see him, but I like his performance here. I like that he's the fast-talking criminal who's going to try to befriend Bishop, and Bishop's going to be the quiet one. I get chemistry between those two, even if Bishop may at times wish to kill Beck.
Yeah, but isn't the most important relationship to establish the cop that is afraid to make action, and this underworld guy that, you know, he thinks is a cop killer. When it's first established that there's someone outside, they throw a brick and they want him. It's written on a brick. And he's like, I'm not giving up a cop killer. I hate cop killers. They killed my partners. We should really see how hard it is for these two to come together. And that is just not established by this movie. I think that is a real failing.
Here's an idea. These dirty cops just walk up to the precinct and they're like, hey, we heard there's some bus trouble. We got another car here to take these guys. And they load them up and like shoot them on the way to wherever they're going.
Yes, you are absolutely right. It doesn't have to be this hard to take down a defunct Detroit precinct. Yeah, if they wanted to kill Fishburne, they could have killed him on the road.
I mean, they could have killed him in the bus, right? Like, you see cops following that bus. We don't know they're cops at the time, but I don't know, pay off the driver so he turns a blind eye, have him walk in, shoot everyone. Like, this is needlessly complicated.
I'm trying to poke holes in your thought, Jacob. Like, if they did that, they'd have to explain how he got shot or something.
I don't know. He tried to get away, so they shot him.
The fact that they're using an entire police squadron and helicopters and police weaponry.
They're going to get a helicopter. I think you got to sign those out, like justify why you need a SWAT copter.
They don't just leave the keys in the dash.
Yeah. They're straining extra hard to create the same dynamic as the first film. And I want them to do it because I like that dynamic. It would be very disappointing to see no assault on Precinct 13. We need that assault to happen there. But yes, by saying we've got it more figured out and by asking us to look at reasons and motivations, it's not helping this movie.
No, but I do think that it's moving a bit faster than the last one. You know, we're getting into the prison faster.
Yeah.
We're spending less time being introduced to the characters, and more time is going to be set up for the assault. We get all of our prisoners, and there's four of them versus three last time. I was surprised. If last time I was thinking of Night of the Living Dead, the original Romero film, this time I find myself thinking of Zack Snyder's Dawn of the Dead, with all of these people who are thrust together and going to be attacked from the outside.
Too many people. I praised the last film because they cut off like half the people right away when that assault started. Here, a couple of the cops are going to get it, the ones on the bus, but all those criminals are going to stay alive. Like, they're going to take their time killing people off one by one.
And I don't like any of them, too. Sorry, Ja Rule, but you have nothing as an actor. You have no screen presence. The woman is just, it's like she got all her dialogue from hearing rap music. I mean, she just, you mean Popo trying to pop each other? I mean, this is clearly affected black dialogue that is not working and just is unnaturally coming out of this poor actress's mouth.
What's funny is they talked about on the commentary that they wanted a real gangster for this, and they auditioned like real gangster people, and Aisha pretended to be a real gangster and auditioned, and they're like, wow, she's the most street real of all. We gotta have her. She's never worked before.
So they don't know real gangsters.
Yeah, well, the guy doesn't know English, so, I mean, what does that say? I don't know. She could go to France and be a gangster, man.
It also means he didn't watch Blue's Clues, because she'd done a few episodes of that.
And that says everything, doesn't it?
If you'd like to hear this entire episode, it's available to listeners who donate by August 31st, 2018. This series is available along with retrospectives on The Godfather, Jurassic World, Jaws, Deep Blue Sea, the Al Pacino Cops and Al Pacino Mobsters series, plus The Purge and Assault on Precinct 13. The more you donate, the more bonus podcasts you get to hear.
Jesus, come on. Come on, I'll give you my money. Just don't hurt me. Please. Please.
If you enjoy the show we do week after week, help keep us on the air. You can find a link to pledge by clicking the banner at the top of our website, nowplayingpodcast.com, or go to nowplayingpodcast.com/donate.
What the hell is this? Fun and games? Does anybody work around here anymore?
The opinions expressed on Now Playing are those of the individual hosts and may not reflect the opinion of Venganza Media Incorporated.
That's not the truth, Warden. Now, you should always tell the truth. Even a little white lie sometimes trip a man up.
All audio clips and music used are the property of their respective copyright holders, and no infringement is intended. This podcast has not been prepared, approved, or licensed by any entity that created or produced the film analyzed herein.
Seward says the policeman is always there to answer questions and to help you when you're in trouble.
Now Playing Podcast is an exclusive trademark of Venganza Media Incorporated and may not be used without the expressed written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.
I didn't do anything wrong. A board of inquiry cleared me.
That's right. You didn't do anything wrong.
Now Playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2018, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
So it's about that time, huh?
Looks that way, don't it?
Well, thanks.
For what?
You didn't call my name.
That was self-preservation, Sergeant. And it worked. I told you I'm not gonna change. Try to follow me. You'll find out just how true that is.
You're not gonna get very far.
I'll manage. Yeah. You take care of yourself, Sergeant.
I will find you. No other cop. It's me.